thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. Let me tell you this, people of God. When God begins to bring you to the place of multiplication, teach a trusted few how oil multiplies. Do you know that it was this woman that got the instruction? Do you realize? But she needed to bring her children. She sent her children, come and witness how oil multiplies. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Some people, oh my goodness, some people need to, her children need to witness that. Trust me, if they run out of oil tomorrow, the son will say, I know how oil multiplies. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Because we want to hand over to a generation, not just for them to see that we made money, but how we made it. Did you hear what I just said? We want to be able to let them know, these are things that work. These are the things that work. Those children will never forget that they carried their vessel. Did you hear what I'm saying? They will never forget they stood there. The mama said that the word of God came. Mama said the prophet said this. Mama said this, and the things that mama said. They will never forget all the things that mama said. And this was what he said to them. And then pour out into all those vessels. The one that is full, set it aside. The one that is full, put it this way. The one that we have passed, put it this way. Realize that you do not use one full container and run out and say, I have been answered. That one full container can pay your debt, but it may not be able to give you the leverage of living on the rest. The woman asked for debt to be paid. The prophet moved her from the place of just servicing and paying for debt to the place where you can actually live like a human being. But if I were the woman, I would know that a business has been set up. So just in case you finish selling that oil, use the money and go and there, buy oil and begin the business of the oil. Am I communicating? And people of God, thou shalt set aside that which is full. Yes. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. In your season of increase, shut the door. Did you hear what I just said? Shut the door. Not everybody should know what is happening around you. Shut the door. The things you told your friends were the things your enemies used against you. Shut the door. People of God, what is going on? Shut the door. And I want to say it again, shut the door. Do you understand? Because you just be looking at you, say, which door am I supposed to? There's no door that is greater than this one. I don't know whether you're getting what I'm saying. Do what? Shut the door. You know, is anything happening? What are you doing about that? Shut that. May my voice continue to ring in your head. When you want to talk too much, may you remember my voice that will say to you, shut the door. People of God, don't share your victories with everybody. Shut the door. Leave them guessing. Leave them guessing. What is your next move? Shut the door. When it starts working, don't go to your WhatsApp update. The God that did for me what no man can do, my business is on another level. You don't know that nobody checks on you like your enemies. Listen, you think your friends are checking on you? Wait till I tell you how much those that don't like on you are checking on you. They want to be sure, are you smiling? Are you laughing? Where is the laughter coming from? But people of God, you see this channel, God will be showing them things back to back. You will not be talking, but the evidence of God will be loud in your life. I wish your amen were thunder louder than that. Let your amen sound louder than that. The Bible says, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. This season is over. This oil increase season is over. The next verse, please. Then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil. Pay thy debt. And leave thou and thy children of the rest. I want to say this to every business career person. Your career, your business has been segmented into seasons. It is wisdom to know when a season is ending and when a season is beginning. Between the end of a season and the beginning of a season, you need an instruction from God. Did you hear what I just said? Between the end of this and the beginning of, some of you trust your knowledge too much. You trust, hey, Pastor, I've been in this for too long. I know what I'm. When a season is ending and when, spend some time and ask God, where do I go from here? Spend some time and tell God, okay, now that these things are changing, what are you asking me to do? He will never lead you wrongly. People of God, because do you know the mere fact that you have oil does not mean that you have buyers? But if he said go and sell, that means he will keep my buyers for me. And so, between the end of a season and the beginning of a new season, you need an instruction from God. Because some of you, the worst thing about some of us, we don't even know when the season is ending. We don't even know when the seasons are beginning. Because every end of season will always mean some people will leave. The reason why some people left you was God announcing to you, seasons have changed. But you are not hearing, you are not listening to it. Between the end of a season and the beginning of a season, I need you to know that instruction will be your access code to a higher high.